Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Organizers of the Wisconsin LGBT Wedding Expo had already planned their event before a U.S. Supreme Court decision cleared the way for same-sex marriage to become legal here. But that decision, or non-decision really, provides a new context for tomorrow's expo.
The event was organized by the Wisconsin LGBT Chamber of Commerce, and Executive Director Jason Ray is with us in the studio to talk about it and about the landscape for gay and lesbian weddings here. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
How different is the climate for the wedding expo now than it might have been if same-sex marriage in Wisconsin was still tied up in the legal system?
When we started planning for our marriage expo, we weren't actually sure what was going to happen with the Supreme Court cases. It was something we had started the planning for, saying we knew that marriage equality was eventually going to be the law of the land in Wisconsin, and we wanted to provide couples with the opportunity to start planning for their special day, knowing that it was going to happen. We didn't want them to have to rush into anything. I think the real benefit right now is knowing that with the Supreme Court's refusal to take the appeal, people can actually plan a day that's meaningful without having to feel rushed. There's no, I've got to get to the courthouse now to get it done because if I don't, there could be another halt. It's done. It's going to be what it is. And couples can actually plan and do something that's actually special for them and do it with vendors that share their values.
Were there vendors that were – that you've heard from that were, if not on the fence, certainly waiting to see what the decision might be before they decided, okay, we're gonna take part this year, or were they already in?
There were a couple that were kind of waiting on the fence thinking, well, let's see what happens, knowing that they didn't want to necessarily go and if couples were going to wait for 2 or 3 years to build those relationships. But there were a lot who were really ready to go right away. And that was really inspiring to me, was knowing the business out there, both LGBT-owned businesses but also those allied businesses who really said, we want to take part in this. We really want to show our commitment to the LGBT community.
Is there any kind of sense for what kind of economic impact same-sex marriage, the business of marriage, is likely to have in Wisconsin?
You know, I haven't seen exact Wisconsin figures. I know there was a study that came out from the Williams Institute talking about what marriage equality would look like in Illinois in the first 3 years. And they estimated it would be between about $54 and $103 million in additional sales just within those 3 years, on top of what you're actually getting generating in sales tax and things like that. My best guess for a Wisconsin figure, just comparatively, you're looking probably around $30 million maybe within 3 years. It's an expensive industry when you look at everything from it's the venue hall, it's the ceremony, it's the florist, it's the DJ, it's the caterer. All of a sudden, you're, you know, a couple thousands of dollars right here that couples are having to spend. And I think with marriage equality, we're actually going to see a lot more revenue generated here in Wisconsin.
Other than marketing to same-sex couples, how is this expo any different from any other wedding expo? Are there particular issues, for example, that same-sex couples still need to consider as they plan their wedding or their honeymoon, say?
There are a couple specific things. One is actually that venue location. We have a few churches who are actually coming and participating and want to show that they as a congregation are supportive and affirming of LGBT weddings and want them to be part of that. I think that's one thing you're going to see with the difference is that it's while the state will recognize it, it hasn't come fully around on the religious side. So trying to find that venue or the celebrant who will actually be able to perform. But I think what's really unique about this is when we started the planning process, one of the reasons was we had an individual call us saying they were trying to plan their special day. And when they did, they were actually turned away by somebody who said, I'm not comfortable helping do a same-sex wedding. And they turned to us and said, who do I go to? Where do I find vendors that share my values? That's who I want to do business with. So I think what will be unique and different about this than other wedding shows is it is those people who share a common value set. They're walking in the door knowing that they're going to be welcoming and affirming to LGBT couples and really want to make it something special.
Are there issues with, say, and I don't know if this wedding expo goes in that direction, but say vacation destinations that are gay and lesbian friendly?
We do have a couple travel agencies that are coming who are specifying kind of that area. But we also got an insurance business that's actually going to come and participate to talk about now different insurance options for couples, as well as bank financing, to talk about what banks will actually recognize the marriage or domestic partner benefits as they're trying to figure out, can they get a loan before they get married? So there are a lot of those like little things that people don't often think about that we're trying to help address as well.
One of the stereotypes of heterosexual weddings is that much of the planning is left to the bride and her family. What would you expect to find in terms of same-sex marriages? Are they more collaborative enterprises? And what are vendors telling you about what goes into the planning?
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of planning my own at the moment. And my fiance and I both are doing certain parts that people are stronger at. And I think that's what you're going to see in couples. I think there will be a collaborative process, but I think it will also be one partner may want to take the lead on something, but vendors that I've met with who are participating in the show, and they've talked to some same-sex couples already, have just seen a real genuine collaboration because I think the couples are so excited, especially those that have been together for so long who have thought it may never be a reality in their lifetime, who are now saying, we actually get to affirm our love in front of our friends and family and those that mean the world to us. And I think that's the real exciting thing. I think that's the real thing that vendors themselves have been really excited about, is really getting to do something that's meaningful and not just another wedding, but a wedding that actually has significance for somebody.
Well, and weddings are always joyful occasions, or I hope weddings are always joyful occasions. But it seems to make sense that this year's same-sex weddings in particular might be especially joyful experiences.
I think so. The couples or the vendors that I've talked to have been very excited about performing these ceremonies and participating and saying that this is something that they've been waiting for. You know, we've got about half of our vendors are probably LGBT-owned businesses and the other half are just allies. And in particular, those allies who are just really genuinely excited and saying, this is the right thing to do. I'm on the right side of history here. I wish we could have done it sooner, but now that we can, I really want to be a part of it.
Well, and of course, same-sex commitment ceremonies are not a new phenomenon. Have many of these vendors already marketed towards LGBT couples?
There have been some that have. We have a couple photographers that have done some commitment ceremonies and things like that. But I think for the first time, they're seeing couples who have kind of been waiting, who always said, well, we'll just have a small ceremony or we'll go down to the courthouse and we'll sign up as domestic partners, but are actually now getting through the process of saying, let's actually spend the money. Let's actually do this right and let's make it, you know, something really big and special.
Have you been at all surprised by the scope of vendors who have registered already?
I was blown away, actually. When we first launched, we got it was kind of slow on the uptick, and then all of a sudden we actually capped out about 52 vendors that we have, tried to spread it out from across different industries and things. And what's really been inspiring to me is the number of couples that have already registered. It's a free event and open to everybody. We've got a registration on our website, should people want to register in advance, just to let us know. But we already have over 70 couples who have registered saying they're going to be there. And to me, that's what's inspiring, is knowing that we've got loving, committed couples out there who want to plan something, and that we as a chamber, in addition to the many other things we're trying to do for business, but are trying to provide couples with opportunities to really plan something special and meaningful for them.
Well, and now the chamber itself is a couple of years old, just over 2 years. What are the particular needs you serve beyond the wedding expo?
Yeah, so we do a whole bunch. We currently have about 242 members from all across the state. We work to provide different networking opportunities for small businesses and small business owners and professionals. We do a lot of educational events. So we've done some workshops on, for example, how to build your brand identity online, talking about what LinkedIn and social media mean. We also actually offer a certification process to LGBT-owned businesses. So much like a business, a corporation might look and say, we want to do business with minority-owned businesses or women-owned, we actually, through our affiliation with the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber, can actually do an LGBT business enterprise certification. So actually enter businesses that are 51% LGBT-owned, get them entered in the corporate supply chain. Currently, there are about a third of the Fortune 500 companies saying, we want to do business with LGBT businesses. Where do we go? So it's different opportunities like that. We also have a job board on our website for some of our corporate partners. So our main focus at the chamber is really to say, how can we make Wisconsin a really diverse business community, and how can we make it one where you can show that you can be both pro-fairness and pro-business at the same time?
As things like same-sex marriage are more the norm in a place like Wisconsin, would you imagine that there will be fewer distinct issues that the LGBT chamber is going to have to deal with?
I don't think there will be as many distinct issues, but I think we will still have some of the same economic empowerment issues of really saying, how are we helping our businesses continue to grow and thrive? We saw some of that through different insurance options that have come out now, and helping with some of our members figure out what the small business marketplace actually means for them as they're trying to employ and insure both the spouse and themselves. So trying to do some sort of things like that in the business place. But I think we as a chamber will continue to see opportunities to really empower our businesses and say, how can we help you make more money?
When is your wedding scheduled for?
In May.
How is the planning going?
The planning is going quickly. I forget all the little pieces that actually go into it. I'm glad the show's actually coming up. It wasn't something when we started planning that we had thought about, but all of a sudden my partner is very excited. He's like, well, I can go meet with a bunch of photographers and florists and just get it all done. And I said, great. If it takes it off my plate, I'm okay with it.
Jason Ray, congratulations and best of luck.
Thanks.
Jason Ray is Executive Director of the Wisconsin LGBT Chamber of Commerce. The Milwaukee-based group has organized the Wisconsin LGBT Wedding Expo, scheduled for tomorrow evening at the Radisson Hotel on Mayfair Road in Wauwatosa. There's a link to more information from WUWM.com/Lake Effect.
We'll take another short break, and then Emmy Award-winning actress Tyne Daly visits the Lake Effect studio. It's ahead of her one-woman performance in Milwaukee tonight. You are listening to Lake Effect from WUWM.